Hi, we are Team Tesseract with a project dispatch. You remember the last time you had a meeting with your friends? You call them up and you ask them when you're free tomorrow. You send them a text message. You post a group message. But even hours later, you're unable to come up with a perfect meeting time. It happens to all of us. Everyone has their conflicting schedules, and it's not possible to come up with a meeting time that fits everyone's schedule. 61% of the meetings are canceled because of the planning drags on. And this really isn't limited to the consumer market. Even in the enterprise market, according to a study done by ETH Zurich, US companies of around 10K employees lose up to $72 million per year on the time that is wasted on scheduling meetings. We at Tesseract want people to do more. By removing the human factor out of scheduling meetings, we have managed to reduce the time that is spent in scheduling meetings by 83%. By using a host of cloud technologies, including Azure SQL Server, Azure Machine Learning, mobile services, and the cloud services, we calculate the most optimal meeting time based on the schedule of every user who is attending and based on every user's traffic, distance, and the weather information. So let's say there's John and Susan, and John has to visit 7 places. Now there are 5,040 ways in which he can visit each place. And let's say Susan also wants to visit 7 places, and they both want to meet up at the Space Needle. Now can you imagine how many possibilities are there to actually set up this meeting? Well, 25.4 million different possibilities. That's exactly where the power of the Azure comes in. But out of all these possibilities, there's only one optimal solution that minimizes the traffic, the distance, and considers the weather information, and minimizes the waiting gaps for each of the user who is attending the meeting. So now Nix also joins in to meet up with the friends at the Space Needle. So what Azure does, it takes in the schedule of each of the user. So here's the schedule of John, Susan, and Nick. And what it does is calculates an optimized route for each of the user individually. So over here you can see the optimized route calculated by Azure for John, for Nick, and Susan. So all three of the users who are attending the meeting follow the optimized route of their personal schedules. And what happens is, if you can see in the red ones, all of them would reach the meeting place at the same time. So every user has a minimized traffic, minimized distance, but they tend to meet up the same place as well. So we're not just reducing the cost, we're also reducing the time that is spent in scheduling meetings. For a user perspective, it's pretty simple. The organizer of the event, on the left-hand side, creates the event and sets up the meeting place. He then invites all the users on the invite page, and all the invited users can join the event on the join page. On the plan page, each of the users separately enters the planned schedule. So no one user would know the planned schedule of the other user. When everyone's done entering the planned schedule, the organizer would just press a button, and using the Bing Maps, we will get the traffic information and the distance information, and using Azure Machine Learning, we would get weather statistic information to compute the optimal meeting time for each user's schedule. So what happens at the back end is there are three users. So over here, let's say John creates an event. So using Azure Mobile Services, the event gets stored in the Azure SQL Server. As soon as the event is created, what John does, he sends an invitation to all the users. Once every user has received the invitation, they enter their planned schedules. So the planned schedule can be a list of places they have to visit for that day. Now these places don't have to be at a specific time. So let's say he has to visit the Seattle Great Wheel for 1 hour. So Azure can reschedule it to any time to fit the schedule perfectly for the optimal meeting time. So once each user has the invitation, all of them enter the planned schedules. Once we have everything in Azure SQL Server, we use the Bing Maps to get the traffic and the distance of each user schedule individually. after everything has been quiet, we have developed a weather statistics model using neural network regression on Azure Machine Learning. So what it does is it takes in the current weather condition and tells us how the current weather is suitable for traveling. So if it's rainy, it will try not to schedule a meeting at that time. Once we gather the weather information, the distance and traffic information, the cloud services take in the schedule everyone and calculate the optimal meeting time as well as the optimal routes for each individual user. The optimal meeting time as well as the optimal routes for individual users are then communicated back to each individual. Now, what we would be targeting are the business and the consumers. So we are providing Office 365 Exchange integration into our application. There are 15.2 million Office 365 subscriptions. Each can use our application to schedule their business meetings. For the consumers, what we are doing is we are targeting the audiences who are already using location-based services. How we are different from our competitors is the competitors just use empty calendar slots to schedule the meetings like it's done in the Outlook right now. What we are providing is we are providing artificial intelligence on the calendars. Right now we have three beta users. They are all startup companies, iLike, Traveler Ticket, and NerdCamp, who are currently using our application to provide us constant feedback, and we also have Traveler Ticket as our Office 365 user. For the businesses and the personals, what we are providing is a personal and a business market strategy. For the personal users, we have an app with in-ad advertisements, so he can use the app for free, or he can remove the ads if he's willing to pay for a monthly subscription, exactly how Outlook works. For businesses users, what we are doing is we are providing Office 365 Exchange, online exchange integration free. And the company would be charged for each meeting scheduled. So it's 6 cents per meeting scheduled. The current meeting schedules need a complete overhaul. What we are providing a new cloud technology to enter the calendar market so we can actually optimize each calendar using artificial intelligence. So maybe staying in touch and finding the perfect meeting time is really possible using the Azure cloud. Thank you.